Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Lovelies, good evening, wherever you are. It's your girl Samba, and welcome back. This is Uncladded. We are here to discuss about things that, for some reasons, maybe religion, taboo, you know, we're not able to talk about it. This is all about the real, unfiltered sides of relationship. You know, the good, the bad, the messy. The stuff people are usually too scared to talk about. Remember, I always say this, I'm not a therapist. I'm just somebody who has been through a lot when it comes to relationship. We know we all have been through a lot. But today, we're going to be talking about something quite sensitive. Very, very sensitive. And I'm going to unmask the lion. You know what? We're going to unmask the lion because it's actually a cat. So I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. And before I go into it, this is going to be suspense. I'm going to go on a short break, and you're going to send a message and tell me what I want to talk about today. If you get it right, I'm going to give you a shout out. You can text on 0744-881-1570. I'll say that again. You can text or call on 0744-881-1570, and it's your host, Samba. We'll be right back.
Oh Lord, female circumcision is a mutilation with the bad effects on a woman's health. I say, don't cut, please. don't cut them. Yes.
As sure as the sunlight shines, you know that she's perfect. She needs no cut in her body to make her better. No, 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 no. Yeah. When a flower is cut, its colorfulness is lost. So please don't put no cut on my African queen. Yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah. She shouldn't bleed, not a drop of blood. Love or respect for the way that she is. Protect her future. Don't expose her to any complications. Don't cut on my African queen. I'm saying don't cut on my African queen. Yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah. Don't use no knife to transform her. No, no. Kama mwangaza wa jua, yuko kamili. Hakuna haja yoyote ya kumpasha tohara, ili awe timamu. Ua inapochunwa, uzuri wake hudidimia. Naomba usimpashe tohara. She shouldn't bleed, not a drop of blood. Love and respect for the way that she is. Protect her. Don't expose her to any complication. Don't cut on my African queen. I'm saying don't cut on my African queen. Yeah. She should not bleed, not a drop of blood. Love and respect for the way that she is. Protect her future. Don't expose her to any complication. I'm saying don't cut on my African queen. No blade on my African queen. I'm saying no blade, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Uncladded, and I'm your host, Samba. Yeah, I just got a message from Princess from Lagos, Nigeria. Sorry, you didn't guess right. Well, if you are listening to the music, then you can understand where exactly I'm going today. You know, there are some things we don't want to look at. You know, things we bury in culture, tradition, and silence. Things that scar quietly but permanently. Today we are going to be talking about FGM. Do you know what that means? We're going to be talking about FGM. Not it's very sensitive, but we're gonna have it as real, lived, uncladded experience. This is Uncladded, where we say things even when it hurts, even when it feels unthinkable, because there are a lot of unthinkable things, you know, that we'll keep inside, and is really, really torturing us, is bothering us, is killing us, and we can't say out. So you know what, like I said, let's make it real and let the cat out of the bag. So today we're going to be talking about female genital mutilation, or you can say FGM. This is a partial or total removal of external female genitalia or other injury to the female genital organs for non-medical reasons. It is done to girls, sometimes infants, sometimes younger than we can even imagine. And you know the crazy thing, these girls are held down by people that trust, people that loves them, like their mom, their aunt, even their neighbors. They are told this will make them clean. It will make them worthy, even desirable. And the worst thing, they make them understand that it makes them marriable. How does that make sense? But what it actually makes them is silenced, physically wounded, and emotionally fractured to the extent that we cannot even imagine. And this is happening over 30 countries across Africa. And some people are still practicing it in diaspora. That is how bad. But I'm going to give you good news today. I will give you good news at the end of this, but we really need to talk deep about it. And trust me, there are different types. There's type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4. And I mean, it's really hard for me, you know, to really discuss this. But if we all, you know, keep doing that, who is going to talk about it? Because it's really sensitive, you know. And each is varying with different level of pain. I don't know how you will feel holding your own child down, making them go through that kind of pain. You know, it's 8 o'clock, so I can't really go the real way I really want to talk about it. And that one is biting me differently because you know me. I like to say it the way it is, you know. The pain, and you know, the pain behind all this practice. FGM isn't just about physical pain. It's about control. It's about culture, about, you know, a system that tells girls their body aren't theirs. Because they cannot talk. Because they cannot say no. Because they believe that we parents will know what is best for them. A girl who goes through FGM is taught from the start that your pleasure does not matter. It's like somebody is hungry and you're telling them food doesn't matter to them. Like somebody trying to catch, you know, air for breath and you're telling them, oh, it doesn't matter. They make them understand that their silence is sacred. When they are doing this to them, they tell them, oh, don't shout because it's a taboo. Oh, don't shout because it's not going to work. They make them understand that their suffering also is tradition. Come on. Should I call this ignorance or wickedness? But you know what? I'll just say most of it started with ignorance, if that makes sense. Because, you know, when you're growing up, you believe in certain things because that's how you're being brought up. That's what you're made to believe. It's like we that are in diaspora, the way we train up our children, we always say that is how my parents taught me. So I have to teach my children the same way. But don't forget that the way you're being taught might not be right. It is possible. I'm not saying our parents didn't teach us right. I can't say they never taught us well. But most of them didn't. Because they believe in certain things that are not real. And that's the honest truth. And that is why we are here, and that is why this is unclouded. No script. We say it exactly the way it is. Okay, let me give you an example. They'll say, oh, how can a mother give birth to a child and not love the child? Have you not experienced it? Have you not experienced most mothers that give birth to their children and use their own hand to end that same child? Have you not seen it? So what do we call that? The women who hold the blade, many were caught themselves. That is why I'm saying sometimes we do things because it was done to us, because we believe it's tradition. But it is time for us to wake up. This is how circles are born, through pain that becomes normalized, and which doesn't really make sense. Let us tell the truth. This isn't a cultural difference. It's human rights violation. You are violating our girls. And it's time for us to talk about it. And to end this, we have to understand why it lives. And that is what we really need to talk about. Why? And this is also about, they say, economics in some area. FGM is practiced to earn their living from it. Because the people that are cutting those girls, they get paid. They have joy to do it. Because they are getting money out of it. Communities are enforcing the idea that a girl is what... Oh, God. This is deep. They believe that a girl's worth is tied to her sexual purity. How does that make sense? Come on, people. And nobody is talking about this. I was actually, you know, searching for, you know, songs that can teach us, enlighten us about this female genital mutilation. I only found deep African countries. Our Nigerian artist, is it that we don't know? Because I can understand if we don't know. Because most women don't even know what has been done to them. Most women don't know whether they have been mutilated. Because it's common for boys to get circumcised. You know, I didn't know. That is the honest truth. Research got me here. I have no idea. So it is time we start talking about it. Because when we don't talk about it, they won't hear us. They won't listen. So please, our African artists, please save our girls. Please, everybody can hear your voice all over the world. Please, if you know any artists, please reach out to them. We need to stop this. We need to enlighten people. We need to teach them not to do this, because you don't know what you're doing to those girls. You know, I believe our mothers, they think if they do that, it will stop the girls from sleeping with, you know, different kind of men. They believe in purity. They believe in different kind of things. But you know what? What you don't want them to do is exactly what you're pushing them to do. Because if they are with Wale is not, giving them the pleasure they want, they will move to Chinedu. From Chinedu, they will move to Mustafa. And they will keep going, because thinking that it is this man that is not giving them that pleasure. Because they have other people that they talk to. They see the way other girls talk about, when they meet a guy, how they feel, you know. I just wish the time can change to 9 o'clock so I can talk normal. Honestly, because I really want to talk about it. And you keep doing the same thing and you're ruining the marriage of these girls. And some will give birth, but because you've blocked out of the way that God created naturally for these women to give birth, you've blocked out of it, half of it. And when they give birth, they start having tear. Some even they overbleed and die from it. Even some die when you're mutilating them. What is wrong with us? It is time that we wake up. Come on. Some people leave their marriage because they are not having the pleasure that all their friends are talking about. Some men will leave their woman because what they're supposed to be hearing from her. Oh God, I think I need to change time. You know what? Let's go on a break. I need the time. I need time.
Female genital mutilation violates the rights of girls and women and also reflects the brutal inequality between sexes and constitutes an extreme form of discrimination against women.
I've never seen my sister been happy for the past 6 years. Cause every day when I look with her eyes, all I see is tears. And I didn't serve it and she cannot bear. If taking away her happiness away from her. She was circumcised at the age of 5. And now she's the one paying for the price. She got no idea about. She got no idea about. Her womanhood has been taken away from her. She's been abused, and abused. Yeah.
The practice also violates persons' right to health, security and physical integrity. So let us all come together and put a stop to female genital mutilation for the betterment of the country.
Hello, 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 hello. It's your girl Samba. And once again, this is Unclouded. And I remind you, I'm not a therapist, neither am I a doctor. Well, these are the things that I found out. Some I've experienced, some experience from people that I talked to. And I got here and I was shocked how much, you know, a lot has been committed against our children. And this is the best time to stop it. For the sake of our future, your future wives, for the sake of your children, we need to work on it. So let's talk about the outcomes, you know, the implications, complications, you know, that female genital mutilation causes, you know, those that have experienced it. Sometimes you get severe pain from it. Sometimes excessive bleeding, infections, shock. Because, I mean, for a child, this is not anything. You just put the child down, tie the child. I mean, it's scary. The trauma alone. I mean, think about it. You're tying a child down, a child. Some has babies, some 5 years. They can see the woman holding a blade or whatever they're using. It's shocking. I mean, talking about it is irritating. It's horrible. And you know the worst part of it? Death. Many died under that blade. Because some blade are not even, they're not, they are not properly clean. And that is how they get infection. because the people that are doing these things are not doctors. They are locally certified. And when I mean locally satisfied, maybe a thing that has been passed from a mother from one generation to, you know, they will say Agbole Onibata. That is the from the family of those that play the talking drum, something like that. So it will be Agbole Onikotkot. That is family of the people that mutilate people, human beings like them. So the worst part of it, and long-time issues, is urinary problems, menstrual problems, sexual dysfunction. And that is when you're not having the normal pleasure that you're supposed to have. Some people do have pain in the process of when they're supposed to be having pleasure. Then increased risk of childbirth complications, which I've mentioned earlier. Some people die from giving birth just because what God created or what nature created, whatever you believe in, it was created for a reason. And now we now decided to adjust it to fit in our belief, our culture, our whatever. And also, it causes depression, PTSD, and anxiety. And if you, I'm sorry, I can't take calls today, and I can't really take messages because this is very sensitive. You can leave your message. I will treat it. Maybe we have to come back on the same topic, and I will come back and answer your messages. I'm sorry about that, you know. So I don't know how we started this, how we got here, and I don't know why it has not stopped. Many women don't even know these symptoms are connected to what was done to them. And they suffer in silence, thinking it's just how women are. It disconnects a woman from her body in a profound way. You're being disconnected because you don't know how. And you will sit down and people will be talking about same thing you have in your body, and you feel like you are one alien, or you are born differently, or you're not from this world. And you know the funniest thing, when you're in conversation with people, you can't really tell them this is what is going on with you because you're ashamed to even mention it in front of them. Then you go back home and be thinking, is something wrong with me? Do you know what that feels like? When you sit down and you think, is something wrong with me? Am I different? Am I abnormal? I mean, this is crazy. Honestly. It's unthinkable. It's annoying. It's irritating. Why? Why? That is the question. Is it ignorance? Is it religion for you? I'm talking to you, mom, out there. Majority of the women from Africa from age maybe 40 upward, they've gone through this and they don't even know. They don't even know the difference. And that is the most annoying part of it. And they will tell you, oh, don't scream because it will bring shame to the family. They tell that to those little kids. Don't scream because it will bring shame to the family. Don't scream because you probably not get a good man to marry. You need to be strong. You tied somebody down, you pinned somebody down, and that person is saying, it's just like you lie somebody down, you bring a big blade, a machete, and tell the person, no, calm down, don't be afraid, don't scream. How does that feel? How does that make sense? Because the first thing that goes into their head that, oh, these people are trying to kill me. Some will be so much in shock that they will faint and open their eyes when it's done. Natural, what do you call it? Oh. Some kids are as young as 6 years old. And there'll be any pakam metal that they are going to use to cut them. Even in the hospital, they will put you to sleep before they will even bring any whatever they want to use to operate you before they will bring it out. You will never enter a theater and see medical knives, I don't know what they call it, and all those things. You cannot see it because it's scary. But this one, live and direct, like they want to kill a cow. Do you know how many girls out there that are suffering from this, that has got anxiety? Some were done when they can't remember, but some are even done when they are adults. I heard that. Some were done when they are teenagers in some countries. When are we going to stop? Because I know there are some people out there who are still practicing this, believing that it makes their children pure for marriage. They are marriable, they get the best husband. Are you having a laugh? And the hardest part is not even the pain. It's knowing that the woman who loved you did this to you. Now it's not about the pain. It's about knowing that people that you love, that you trust, that you believed in, did this to you. It is sad. Let's go on a break. This is your girl, Samba.
I smile in the mirror, but it's all just a lie. I laugh with the crowd, but inside I wanna cry. They don't see the storm that's brewing in my chest. They can't hear the pain, can't feel the stress. I walk through the day with a mask on my face, but the weight on my shoulders is hard to erase. Every night I lie awake with thoughts in my head. The tears on my pillow, the words left unsaid. The pain I hide is deep inside. I keep it locked, don't let it show outside. They see the smile, but not the scars. I'm breaking down behind these bars. The pain I hide, it cuts so deep. I cry alone when the world's asleep. I hold it in, but it's killing me slow. Nobody knows, nobody knows. I tell myself stay strong, keep moving on. But the shadows of the past keep pulling me down. Every fake grin feels like a heavy chain, dragging me deeper into silent pain. I don't want pity, don't want their eyes. So I keep it buried, keep living in disguise. The weight of the world, it's hard to carry alone. But I'd rather be silent than let it be known. The pain I hide is deep inside. I keep it locked, don't let it show outside. They see the smile, but not the scars. I'm breaking down behind these bars. The pain I hide, it cuts so deep. I cry alone when the world's asleep. I hold it in, but it's killing me slow. Nobody knows, nobody knows. Sometimes I scream, but no one hears my voice. Drowning in silence like I have no choice. I've mastered the art of pretending I'm fine, but each day it's harder to walk that line. I wish I could open up, let someone in, but the fear of being judged keeps it all within. So I'll keep my secrets, keep wearing this mask, while the pain I hide becomes a heavier task. The pain I hide is deep inside, I keep it locked, don't let it show outside. They see the smile, but not the scars. I'm breaking down behind these bars. The pain I hide, it cuts so deep. I cry alone when the world's asleep. I hold it in, but it's killing me slow. Nobody knows, nobody knows.
Yeah, welcome back to Uncluttered. And I'm still your host, Samba. Now the question is, why is female genital mutilation, why is it still alive? Why? Well, this are some of my beliefs. It is still alive in order to control female sexuality. You know, it's still alive because they want to reduce desire and ensure virtue. How does that make sense? Is it still alive because of social pressure? Because girls are labeled unclean and unmarriageable if uncaught? Is that why it's still alive? Is it because of tradition and religion? Which is misinterpretation of myths that was passed down. By who? Because I'm sure if those women and the men, it's not about the mothers now, also the men, the fathers, that will be outside the door and will hear their children screaming on top of their voices and they did not stop it. Is it about economics incentives? Because the cutters make money from it? Or the most important thing, is it lack of education? Because they believe is harmless or they believe is necessary. That is why I said, you know, being ignorant can play a big part in many mistakes that has been passed down from generation to generation. And some people will sit there and say, oh, you forgot about your culture. You're trying to change things. No, we're trying to change things that are barbaric. I mean, that are crazy. We're trying to change things that are not meant to be in the first place. It's not meant to be. They are not animals. They are human beings. The children that we gave birth to, that we carried for 9 months. God, come on. This is not about tradition. This is not about religion. This is about what we believe. That women are not supposed to have pleasure. They are just meant to have children. It's unfair. That is not good. That does not make any sense in any way at all. It's just like, it's more or less like you selling your girls in the market. You're selling them just to produce. It doesn't make any sense, honestly. We need to talk about it. And I'm also reaching out to Nigerian artists also. I'm a Nigerian, I'm from Nigeria. I couldn't find any songs that talks about this. And to be honest, as such, I couldn't even find any Nigerian, you know, talking about this. I don't know if there is, but I mean, to the extent that I searched, I can't find anything. Nobody is talking about it. So please, you out there, that your voice is all over the world, that people can hear you, please don't let it be for pleasure only. Use it to save our girls, our African girls, not only Nigerian girls, African girls. Please let the world hear about it. And I'm going to go into some information that will probably make you happy, because this part makes me happy. But we can't really go to, you know, happy ending without some, you know, the truth. We need to open it and talk about it. Let it out. So if you're one person that is going through this, you can get help. You can talk to your GP. Or even if you don't even have idea if you've been mutilated, go to your GP. They can help you check. If you're having problem with pleasure, you know what I mean if I say pleasure? If you're having problem with that, you need to see your GP. Talk to your GP. Don't talk to your cousins, your mama. Go to the GP. Talk to them. And they can also refer you to a specialist. And let me now give you another good news. It is reversible. Yes. Female genital mutilation is reversible. But there is a but. I'm not a doctor. But don't worry, we're going to visit this again, because I'm going to research, I'm going to talk, find a way through NHS, and I'm going to bring somebody here to talk you through it. But from the little I've learned, there is type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4. It'll depend on how deep you were cut. Some were a bit, some were a little bit too far, some was far, some was destroyed. But it's worth trying. It is worth finding out. Like I said, talk to your GP. And there are a few, there are a few people that are resisting this. I can't mention right now, but if you leave a message for me, I've seen some messages, but keep leaving the messages. I will talk to you about it. I will get in touch and probably point you in the right direction. Yeah, because this one that I have, I've not really, you know, spoken to them or getting deep into it, so I can't really say this is what it is. But you can get help through your GP. Female genital mutilation is reversible. It is not 100%. For some people, you might be lucky. It might be. For some, might not be 100%. For some, it might not even be 50. Some, it might not even happen. But they can guide you through. If you're still having trauma from it, go to your doctor and ask for help, and they will guide you through it. Like I was saying before, where were the men then? Where are they now? Because FGM is often you know, portrayed as a woman issue. Why? Men, you need to be on this table. Let's turn the table. The men need to be on this table. They need to be in this conversation. Because in some community, men have no idea what happens. Because most people think it as a rite or purity. We need to educate our boys. We need to educate our fathers. And the husbands that, we need to change this culture. Because some men will say, I don't want a wife that has been caught. Why? Because it cannot be wood to wood. Wood cannot sharpen a wood. I hope you understand. There's a parable. If you understand, you understand. Because if you are beating the drum is not sounding. Why do you want to continue beating the drum? Hello? Why? Ologbon lo le ye, omoran lo le modie. Sorry, I love my language. It is the wise that will be wiser. I cannot translate it. Sorry, ask Google. Please, we are begging you. Our men, please wake up. How can you do better? What have you been taught about your body? What have you been taught about your body? What have you taught yourself? What has relationship taught you about your body? If you're not teaching you right, if he's not teaching you what the experience you hear from other people, look for help. Don't sit there and die in silence. There is help out there. Make use of it. Don't sink in your thought. Don't be frustrated. It's not only you. There are many people out there that are going through this, but nobody is talking about it. Why? Where are silence protected systems, not people? Where? Are you there? Where do you see ritual being used to justify harm? Now, wow. This is what Yoruba call Ogbenuto. Because there are some things that are unthinkable. There are some things that you will learn about that your soul will sink. Not your heart, your soul will sink. You will feel like you're drowning and you cannot get out of that water. But you know what? If you feel that way, wake up. Wake up from that slumber, because you're not drowning. You're in a slumber. Wake up and get help. And when somebody bring up this kind of discussion, this kind of topic, what role do you play in shifting the conversation? As a mother, let's accept that you've done this because you were ignorant, because you don't know, because it's a tradition that was passed down to you. And your daughter wants to talk to you about it, and you're shifting it. You're not helping, you're killing her. You don't have a knife in your hand, you don't have a gun in your hand, but you're killing that child. Because all she wants is answers to the question. And if you don't have answers to it, look for help for her. Find help in other people. And this is not just about those affected. It's about all of us willing to finally listen. Listen! Am I shouting? No. So what now? We need to talk about this openly, especially in diaspora spaces. If you are out there and you can help, please support. Support by educating people. Support by talking about it. Sponsor the people that are trying to enforce them to stop this. Support trauma-informed care for survivors. Ask questions. Are we silent on this? And if we are, why? FGM strives where shame lives, where silence is mistaken for safety. So please, talk about this. Share this. Support organizations fighting to end it. Or simply tell one person what you learned today. We unclad the wound. Now we begin to heal. This is Unclouded, and thank you for listening. And I'm your host, Samba. See you next week. Thank you.
To yell, laughing in daylight.
Ultimate Radio Africana.
Secrets I bury, the pain cuts so deep, the stars can't see the tears that I hide. The lonely whispers echo inside, and no one knows the battles I fight, the shadows that haunt me every night, a silent scream that fades.
Behind a smile, been wearing masks for quite a while. Her silence isn't strength, it's strain. The world turned quiet to her pain. She walks the halls with hollow feet, where joy.